Welcome to African Markets Daily with Thekiso and Thinili Fifi, your daily financial and business news update from around the continent.
Hello, it is Monday the 22nd of November and these are some of your top business and financial news from around the African continent. A subsidiary of Zimbabwe's state-owned power company has signed a $110 million US syndicated loan with the Continental Trade Finance Bank, AfriSam Bank. The funds will help Zimbabwe's electricity transmission and distribution company to improve revenue collection through smart meters and prepaid meters. This will help the company pay off regional creditors' accounts. The bank has also signed a financing deal worth another $78 million with three other Zimbabwean companies. South African retailer Pepco Holdings reported a 115.2% jump in annual earnings, rebounding from a low base in 2020 when it was affected by lockdown restrictions. Pepco, majority owned by Stanhope, said headline earnings rose to 5 billion rands. That's about $320 million, up from 2.3 billion rands a year ago. The company declared a final dividend of 44.2 cents. And Mondelez International is weighing in on a bid of South African food and beverage company, AVI, a deal that will have the U.S. multinational extend its presence in Africa, according to the Bloomberg report. Discussions are underway, although there's no certainty a deal will be reached yet. Mondelez, which owns Oreo biscuits and Cadbury chocolates, may not want to acquire the entire company, according to the report, but some parts of it. And COVID-19 infections are on the rise in South Africa weeks ahead of the expected fourth wave in December, according to the country's National Health Laboratory Service. The National Institute of Communicable Diseases says a sustained increase over the past 7 days, with the majority of cases detected in the country's most populous province, Gauteng, which includes Johannesburg and Pretoria. South Africa has the largest caseload on the African continent and has recorded nearly 2.9 million infections, with 687 new cases recorded on Sunday, up from 106 earlier this month, and about 312 cases just today on Monday. Well, thank you so much for listening to us. Remember to subscribe, rate, and review us wherever you catch us on your favorite podcast app. Goodbye and enjoy your day.